Welcome to the No Spin News, Monday, November 18th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So not a lot of breaking news today, but a lot of important things going on, and we'll run them down in our usual No Spin style. Poll from ABC says only 21% of Americans are following the impeachment thing very closely. 21%. That's it. If you don't follow it closely or somewhat or this and that, then you're a captive of newspaper and clickbait headlines. So you don't really know what's going on. You really have to watch it. It's as they say, confusing and it's complicated. I wrote a column on BillO'Reilly.com, posted today. I think you'll enjoy it, kind of like taking a little fun, poking a little fun at the impeachment thing. I think it's funnier than the Saturday Night Live open on this past weekend, but let me know. So only 21% are really locked in. Ratings are a disaster. 12, 13 million people. You know, all the networks are covering it. If you divvy it up, it's nobody. And remember, there's 330 million people in this country. And those ratings count tape, people who tape it, not just live. So nobody watching it. Because two reasons. It's boring. And there are a lot of people say, look, we know the fix is in. It's a scam. Okay. Now I'm going to play you three sound bites from the Sunday shows just to give you a little bit of perspective on how this is being portrayed by the pundit class. Oh, I love that. I guess I'm a member of the pundit class. All right. The first one is on Meet the Press. Go.
The testimony was compelling for anybody watching closely. The people who testified were people of stature and accomplishment. What they said was believable. Brick by brick, they made a case backing the charge that the president muscled an ally to get a political gift that he wanted.
Now, that woman, Peggy Noonan, used to write speeches for Ronald Reagan. She hates Trump. And she's a witch hunter. That wasn't made clear by NBC News. She hates him, Donald Trump. Now, as far as her contention that these were people of stature and accomplishment, that may be true. You don't become a U.S. ambassador if you're some dunderhead. But one thing they all had in common was they don't like Trump. Are we kind of getting a picture here? So Peggy Noonan, I wouldn't object to what she said if she had been identified. But they all Republican Peggy Noonan. Come on. If you read her stuff in the Wall Street Journal, dripping with loathing, is she? All right, second one is CNN State of the Union. Go.
I have no idea whether it affected her testimony. If she says she found it intimidating, is it not possible that she held back or shaded her answers because she didn't want to upset the most powerful person in the universe any further? Is that not possible?
Well, I think you overstate Donald Trump's powers, hopefully.
And how absurd is this? She's talking about the ambassador, the former ambassador who Trump fired, who hates Trump. All right. Well, because Trump tweeted bad things about her, she may be intimidated. She volunteers to go in to testify in front of Schiff's committee to rip him up. But once he replies, this Tapper, another Trump hater, dripping with loathing, whoa, she might be a little intimidated now that he tweeted. So, this is third grade stuff. Final one, Fox News Sunday. Go.
The law required that before any taxpayer money go to Ukraine, the president had to ensure that they're rooting out corruption, which ultimately they did. But the money was released, and he got the money he needed.
Now, that's Congressman Scalise, a Republican. That is the strongest argument that Donald Trump did not do anything wrong. Right there, 12 seconds. In order to give U.S. foreign aid, there can be no accusations of corruption, that they have to be vetted. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me We'll be right back after this message.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Indiana University in Pennsylvania, not Indiana University in Indiana. They are celebrating Thanksgiving by decolonizing the holiday and eating decolonial indigenous cuisine. Wow, huh? No turkey, indigenous cuisine. Not quite sure what that is, but I'm sure it's politically correct and virtuous. So these loopy students, they say they want to focus on common values, generosity, gratitude, community, and good food, rather than the harmful themes of pilgrims and Indians. All right? So you want to decolonize. Well, here's how stupid this is. And Indiana University, take note. Number one, there was no colonization of America because there was no country. There were Indian tribes here, and they were scattered throughout the landmass, but there was no unification. It was a bunch of tribes that did what they wanted to do. And anybody could come. The conquistadors came. The Vikings came really early. And then the Europeans. And they came because they were all in Europe fleeing persecution. There wasn't any colonizing. You know, it was called colonies because what other name you got on? But they weren't like taking another country and running it. There wasn't another country. So in Massachusetts, the original settlers, of which my maternal ancestor came on the third boat after the Mayflower, very early, they got along pretty well with the Indians. They kind of traded stuff, and the Indians helped them with the little harvest, and I don't know where the turkeys came from. They were running all over the place. But it wasn't a lot of strife. And in Virginia and Jamestown, at the beginning, they got along, but then stuff went south. That always happens. But the students up there, they don't tell me what indigenous food is. I'm sorry. There is a list. Here's their Thanksgiving meal: corn, beans, squash, tomatoes, potatoes, peanuts, chili peppers, chocolate, and vanilla. That's the indigenous food. I don't think I'm going to be going there. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
And now the final thought of the day. So I had a great time. As you know, a few weeks ago, we were in Boston with the Understanding Trump tour. You know, Boston, my second home. And for some reason, people like me there in New England. So I decided I'd get as far away from Boston as I could. I went out to the Palm Desert area, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indian Wells, and it was a blast. Sold out crowd, great time. And then hopped on a night flight right into the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, for the show in Mesa, which we live streamed. Big tune in for it, but you can see it if you missed it. If you're a premium and concierge member, we have it for you. Nobody else but premium and concierge members could see it. So you just pop it up. I think you'll be engaged. Now, the reason this is important to me is because I want to know what you are thinking. And in the Understanding Trump show, we do Q&A, the audience. We do it, they're written on cards. All right? And I learn a lot. And we do a good 35, 40 minutes of Q&A. And we're going to do that. We have one more show left this year in Huntington, Long Island, my home team. I think it's sold out, but you can check it. Maybe they'll wedge you in. It's going to be a blast. We got all kinds of surprises at that show. But I like to know, and you know, everybody knows me, which is both good and bad. And people stop me and they engage and talk about the United States of Trump and all of that. And I like to know what they think of the book and why they liked it or didn't like it. Not too many didn't likes. You know, I'm 6'4", and I don't look like I'm going to be real receptive to insults, so I don't get a lot of that. United States of Trump's still doing really, really well. Great Christmas and Hanukkah gift. You want them signed to be able to do that. If you order a signed book, you get an Impeach the Media bumper sticker absolutely free of charge. We also have a few historians. This in paperback, Killing the Rising Sun. One of my favorites because my dad is in this. All right, that's in paper. Stocking stuffer. And all kinds of good stuff. So anyway, the weekend, a lot of air travel. You know, a lot of two cross countries in 3 days. But it's worth it. We'll see you tomorrow.